Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All of the records that were part of the ethics investigation, all of the transcripts, all of the records have to be made public. Not just the final whitewashed report, but the full record. The reason that 88% of the Republicans in the House voted to reprimand their own speaker. First time in American history that's happened. We need to understand why that is, and those records need to be released, because you know that if Nancy Pelosi knows those things right now, she will hand them to Barack Obama's campaign if Speaker Gingrich were our nominee.
Here's Mitt Romney fighting back against Newt Gingrich by demanding he release the information on the ethics investigation against him when he was Speaker of the House. This just days after Romney complied with Gingrich's demands that he release his tax records. So the battle between Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich, number one this week on the Countdown. Welcome in as another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, presenting the issues of the day, the big ones for the week ending Friday, the 27th of January. So let's run down all top 10, as determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. They're monitoring radio programs, spoken word formats all across the country. The road to the Super Bowl is 10. Death of Joe Paterno, 9. Senator Rand Paul's running with the TSA, number 8. Number 7, the resignation of Gabrielle Giffords. 6, the Navy SEALs raid on Somalia. 5, Iran. And President Obama and Arizona Governor Jan Brewer having a fight on the airport tarmac, number 4. State of the Union address is 3. Presidential race, number 2. And the Romney-Gingrich battle is number 1. So, here host Jen Bryan talks about Newt Gingrich's recent comments regarding illegal immigration, which may end up doing him more harm than any of the attacks by Mitt Romney.
You know, I was thinking today, I was driving in, and I thought, man, I'm listening to all the news stories of now Newt's bashing Reagan, the numbers in Florida, Romney's closing in, Newt's, Newt this and Newt that, and Newt repeatedly insulted Ronald Reagan, which, by the way, Rush Limbaugh says he knows for a fact that's not true. I don't know how, but he does. He said Nancy Reagan never would have let Gingrich into the inner circle if he was ripping Reagan. Anyway, some insider says Gingrich repeatedly insulted. Who cares if he insulted Reagan? Really? Is that going to change anybody's mind? Oh, but this is what will. I don't know what you heard out there. But this is a thing I thought, oh, what are you doing, Newt? Gingrich opens the door for illegal immigrants. Yep. Illegal immigrant. This from the Washington Times. Fighting to curry favor with Florida's large pool of Hispanic voters, Newt Gingrich on Wednesday called for a guest worker program for most illegal immigrants, but his campaign stopped short. That old whoop, that Seinfeld stopped short. Herman Cain would stop short. His campaign could not say whether those people would be on a path to citizenship, which is the key question in the immigration debate. Now, apparently he was on Univision, right, with political host Jorge Ramos. Mr. Gingrich said he would grant quick citizenship rights to illegal immigrants who join the military. Now, I'm fine with that. I like that. The military, yes. Mm-hmm. Do something for this great nation. Or to those who have been in the U.S. between 20 and 25 years. What? That means Uncle Omar? Uncle Oyango gets to stay. He's been breaking the law for God knows how long, and you want to give him the gift of a worker's visa. Are you serious? He said the rest of the estimated 11 million should be given access to the guest worker program. You know, I tell you what. So now, this is what will kill Newt Gingrich. He's soft on immigration.
So more on this. Presidential race on the GOP side, Romney and Gingrich, up next again on the Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now.
including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus? How'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What up here? Sit down,
unfortunately. I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
The top 10 topics of the week. The GOP race number 2 on the countdown with host Bill Lumet talking to Republican political consultant Mark Rotteman about the latest from the campaign trail in Florida.
Now, with Mitt Romney, let's talk about him, because really we're down to truly a Mitt Romney-Gingrich race, I think, unless something happens that one of them does something. But Romney seems so uncomfortable. He seemed uncomfortable in that debate. It just seemed like it was not Mitt Romney trying, you know what I'm saying? He seemed uncomfortable attacking Newt Gingrich. So it
well,
just wasn't
I had a woman tell me the other day, he looks like a Ken doll. He's just a little too perfect.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with just putting on a nice suit and going out and saying, yeah, I'm successful. What's wrong with that?
Well, I think that's right. Look, a lot of people think that the speech by Obama was a setup to attack Mitt Romney for Bain Capital. And I agree that that was part of it.
Yeah.
I think his worst nightmare is standing on stage with Newt Gingrich.
Well, I think you're also right about that. Now, let's turn to Newt Gingrich for a moment. Nancy Pelosi was asked by John Anderson, is it, from CNN about, hey, what, you know, Newt Gingrich, he could become the next president. How would you feel about that? And she had this to say, Mark.
Let me just say this. That will never happen.
Why?
He's not going to be president of the United States. This is that's not going to happen. Let me just make my prediction and stand by it. It isn't going to happen.
Why are you so sure?
There's something I know. The Republicans, if they choose to nominate him, that's their prerogative. I don't even think that's going to happen.
All right. So, what's your take on that?
Well, she's from San Francisco.
Yeah, and I know she's Nancy Pelosi. I get all that, but could it be she knows something?
If she has something, let it out, fess up. I mean, she said stuff like this before. I mean, I frankly think she's one step over the line, I mean, candidly, and she lives in a fantasy land. If there's something else out on dude out there, why is it not out there? I don't get that. But I think sometimes she talks right out of the side of her seat of her pants. Newt's, you know, frankly challenged her to say what she know, whatever quote she knows. I mean, this is kind of like National Enquirer journalism, really. I just don't see it. You know, she might have been, think she's been privy to some of the ethics stuff. And, you know, every week when he was speaker, they brought up a new ethics charge.
That's true. Yeah.
And that was only because he was being successful in putting the Contract for America into existence.
Well, you know the folks involved here. I mean, and you know Gingrich and all these folks. I mean, could it be that there could be something? I mean, or do you? I mean, you know Gingrich well enough to know whether or not he'd be hiding something big that Nancy Pelosi would be drooling over.
Well, she may be drooling, but candidly, I think there's nothing there. And right. I don't have any inside information on that, but I would just tell you, I think Newt's been vetted more than any man on this planet.
The final debate before Tuesday's primary took place Thursday night, where Mitt Romney defended his wealth, Ron Paul defended his health, and Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum took shots at the media.
The bigger issue here is these two gentlemen who are out distracting from the most important issues we have by playing petty personal politics. Can we set aside that Newt was a member of Congress and used the skills that he developed as a member of Congress to go out and advise companies, and that's not the worst thing in the world, and that Mitt Romney is a wealthy guy because he worked hard and he's going out and working hard, and you should guys leave that alone and focus on the issue.
Well, you and I have a great relationship. It goes back a long way. I'm with him. This is a nonsense question. Of us agree for the rest of the evening, we'll actually talk about issues related to governing America.
Mr. Speaker, you made an issue of this week when you said that he lives in a world of Swiss bank and Cayman Island bank accounts. I didn't say that. You did.
I did, and I'm perfectly happy to say that on an interview on some TV show, but this is a national debate where you have a chance to get the four of us to talk about a whole range
of
issues.
If you make a serious accusation against Governor Romney like that, you need to explain that.
You want to try again? I mean,
wouldn't it be nice if people didn't make accusations somewhere else that they weren't willing to defend here?
Okay.
Congressman Paul, you're a physician. You're 76 years old. You would be the oldest president of the United States if you were elected. Are you prepared to release your medical records so voters out there know what your health is?
Oh, obviously, because it's about one page, if even that long. But I'm willing to challenge any of these gentlemen up here to a 25-mile bike ride any time of the day in the heat of Texas. And you know, that subject has come up, and sometimes in fun, but sometimes not in fun. But, you know, there are laws against AIDS discrimination, so if you push this too much, you better be careful.
I raised the question because you remember 4 years ago, the same question came up with John McCain, and he released his records. Finally, I remember our own Dr. Sanjay Gupta spent hours reviewing those records. So let me go down and ask all of you, are you ready to release your medical records?
Happy to do so.
I'm happy to, and I also want to attest, I'm confident that Dr. Paul is quite ready to serve as the elected. Watching him campaign, he's in great shape.
Up next, we shift the focus to the State of the Union. Next up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company. Serving stamp collectors since 1923, Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstamp.com. ad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number 3 on this week's countdown, President's State of the Union Address. Did you watch it? What did you think? Here's host Bill Handel with a review in his own mind, in his own way, of what the president had to say about the economy.
Let's talk about the important parts of this speech. And he talks about rebuilding our economy, which is the big story.
The basic American promise that if you worked hard, you could do well enough to raise a family, own a home, send your kids to college, and put a little away for retirement. The defining issue of our time is how to keep that promise alive. No challenge is more urgent. No debate is more important. We can either settle for a country where a shrinking number of people do really well, while a growing number of Americans barely get by. Or we can restore an economy where everyone gets a fair shot, and everyone does their fair share, and everyone plays by the same set of rules.
Yeah, that's specific, isn't it? There you go. Okay, big picture. So how do we get there without it being so complicated that in reality it's almost beyond the ability of any president? Maybe I think it is beyond the ability of any president to make true inroads. This is such a market-based system where it is a world market, and how much control do we have on it? The cost of labor in China, for example, what's going on in Europe. I mean, how involved do we get? So one thing he did say in explaining what had happened is that in 2008, the House of Cards collapsed, dead on. Mortgage companies sold to people who couldn't afford or understand the mortgages. He said banks made huge bets and bonuses with other people's money. Regulators looked the other way or didn't have the authority to stop bad behavior. Incidentally, it's never anybody's fault, because the average Joe who borrowed money and got free money and knew that there's no way to pay back the loan, it's never the people's fault. It's always the big banks. It's the lenders who are the villains here. By the way, not that the lenders weren't a bunch of whores. I have no problem with that. I get it. But let's spread the blame a little bit. Instead of being this populist, ignoring reality in this case, it's a double-edged sword. Sure, the credit card companies shouldn't let you have unlimited credit. But what do you think? Do you think it's your fault to get a credit line of $20,000 or $25,000 and spend every dime?
I promised more of your calls, and here are a number of talk radio callers reacting to the President's State of the Union address.
I thought it was a very good speech. I used to be a Republican until I put Ronald Reagan into office. Super salesman that convinced working class America that if we gave more money to the wealthy, it would trickle down to us. It never did then. It didn't when George Bush came into office. I am sick and tired of Republicans trying to put the blame on Obama. he inherited a heck of a mess, and he has to borrow in order to get us out of this mess. Anyone who thinks you cannot borrow your way out of poverty has never been poor like I was.
Well, once again, I'm dumbfounded at how people are amazed that President Obama, when all he does is give his typical stump speech, he promises the world and then will deliver nothing. If anyone remembers back when he was running, he promised a 25% reduction in everyone's health care bills. That never occurred, and no one ever questions him on that. He didn't even address the $15 trillion debt that we're carrying, and he continually tries to up the amount of money that we continue to borrow. He didn't even give a specific solution on that. As usual, he gives generic answers and solutions, which will never come true, and continues to just, befuddle the American public that watches him speak. You know, he can give great speech, but actions speak louder than words.
More of your calls coming up at 800-510-8255 when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Reviewing the charts for the week of January 23rd to the 27th. So we're doing in this hour pretty much a traditional for the end of the week way of dealing with all the hot hits. You listen to this program, you know what's going on in the world of talk radio. At number 10, the Super Bowl matchup and sports talk radio conversation about the Paterno funeral is number 9 and what his life was all about. Rand Paul versus the TSA, number 8. Ms. Giffords resigning, number 7, from Congress, number 6, the raid on Somalia, number 5, ought there to be a raid against Iran, number 4, the spat between Governor Brewer and President Obama, number 3, the State of the Union address, number 2, the GOP presidential race, and number 1, the specific pairing, if you will, or opposition that one has to another in the Romney and Gingrich battle. That's the deal. That's what we're talking about. And we're actually reviewing, we've done 1, 2, and 3. Now at number 4, the so-called spat between the president and the governor of Arizona. Here's talk host Steve Scott with Glenn Thrush from Politico.com about this exchange.
Glenn, exactly what happened?
Well, the president arrived in Arizona, and he was greeted on the tarmac by Jan Brewer, who, as your listeners know, is the governor, the Republican governor, and the one who pushed the controversial immigration law that the president so strenuously opposes. She tried to present him with this letter, handwritten letter, inviting him to tour the border, and he responded by saying he didn't appreciate the characterization of the meeting between them in the Oval Office last year in her book. And the visual is really the most important thing about this. We got a picture of Jan Brewer basically jamming her finger in the face of the President of the United States and looks to be yelling at him.
Yeah, would you characterize this as a discussion, raised voices? Was it shouting?
I characterize it as the kind of discussion a cabbie has with a passenger who doesn't leave a tip. It was snippy. And the thing that struck me was Governor Brewer went on head of Western and Fox and said that the president was the one who was thin-skinned. But I can tell you, from the ground, from the visual, it looks like it's quite the opposite.
You know, Glenn, our cell phone's fading on us here, but quickly, no matter who may be right or wrong in this, is this a public show of disrespect by the governor toward the president of the United States?
I think it is to some level, and you've been seeing this from Republicans for a couple of years. I don't think it is a huge game changer, and I think it's actually not bad for the president, who, after all, is running against Brewer in the critical battleground state of Arizona.
Okay, there you go. A review of the number 4 issue this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with number 5. Here is, that's the story we've talked about over and over again, Iran and what are they up to. Talk host Elvis Polo here with a focus on the president and Iran. That is, what did he say during the State of the Union?
The State of the Union address, President Obama, his third one since he's took office, had some interesting things to say about the executive branch and also about Iran. And there's been a lot of people being rolled out, these Iranian experts and from think tanks from the left, the middle, and the right. And these smartest kids in the room, and excuse me, in this case, they really are. They've been saying, stand by because this thing's going to go down in Iran. And I found it really interesting, just a little bit of what the president had to say last night about the options on the table when dealing with Iran.
America is determined to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, and I will take no options off the table to achieve that goal.
That really stuck out for me. Also, you know, if you haven't heard, India decided to start buying their oil from Iran using gold. Are there sanctions on gold? I don't think so. Will China, again, the question, will they follow suit?
Iran, they're making, you think we're making too much out of Iran? Look at all the other states around the world that are rogue states that have a bomb, and so we all contain them pretty well. 800-510-8255. Number six this week on the countdown is we review the top 10 stories. The review brings us to number six, where this team went to Somalia to rescue the two American hostages there. Here's talk host Rita Cosby with Lieutenant General Tom McEnany about the team going in.
What's your thought, first of all, General McEnany, about this incredible rescue? I mean, this to me, you know, is another great example of how great SEAL Team 6 and our Navy SEALs in general are.
Well, it is, and I hate to see our defenses coming down so dramatically that the president's going to announce on the 13th of February. But in any case, this was a magnificent operation. There's no question about it. They went in a high-altitude jump, dropped from a C-130, and so the noise, they minimized the noise. They had to come in, and then they had to trek a little ways to keep their stealthiness, if you will, to keep the surprise. And then they had a firefight to get in and to get out the two hostages. And of course, they killed, fortunately or unfortunately, they killed, fortunately in my book, the pirates that had the hostages. So very professional. They then were able to bring in the helicopters and exit, and had a very successful exit. But they couldn't have gone in with the helicopters or with the low altitude jump, because that would have awakened and alerted the pirates, and who could have easily killed the hostages. So it was brilliantly executed, and for the president's sake, it was nice timing. Because there was some excitement there, and none in his State of the Union address, I assure you.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and I agree with you. The State of the Union address was very boring. It was fascinating. When he walked in, the president, he went over to Leon Panetta, his defense secretary, and said, good job tonight, good job tonight. No one really knew what that meant. They just thought he was just complimenting him in general. Now it turns out he was obviously complimenting him for, you know, overseeing what happened here with the getting these hostages out and getting them out safely.
Yeah, you know, Leon Panetta is the unsung hero in this administration. It was he who got Osama bin Laden, not Secretary Gates or the Joint Chiefs. And he was the driver behind it. People don't realize, Rita, that the president was very reluctant, and Valerie Jarrett kept telling him to do things to delay it. When they finally got Osama bin Laden, remember, it was 6 to 8 months that they knew or had a good idea that he was at Abbottabad. But it was the drive and the persistence by Leon Panetta that made that mission successful, and, of course, that made this mission successful. I have become a great fan of Leon Panetta's and the work he did in the CIA and what he's doing in defense.
All right, so there's Lieutenant General Tom McEnany with a pretty predictable overview, in fact, of what went on over there. Your thoughts as well as comments online, if you want. Facebook, you can follow us there. Twitter, Email to Doug at DougStefan.com as we continue overviewing the top 10 stories, topics, hits, if you will, in the world of news talk, issue-oriented political, so-called political talk radio. At number 7, the resignation of Gabrielle Giffords from Congress. Here are hosts Jim Sharp and Joe Adams talking about this situation, the announcement and the focus, et cetera.
You know, for her to have recovered as well as she has at this point is just a testament to humankind and to her will and her family's will and God's will and all this stuff combining to bring her to the point where she is. But she also has gotten to a point, apparently, where she can make a decision to not run for Congress again.
I have more work to do on my recovery. So to do what is best for Arizona, I will step down this week.
You know, and it's a very moving thing to watch. It's obviously pretty heavily edited because she has a hard time putting, you know, more than one sentence together. That we saw that when she was interviewed by Diane Sawyer. But nonetheless, for her to even be speaking this well is amazing.
Arizona is my home. Always will be. A lot has happened over the past year. We cannot change that. But I know on the issues we fought for, we can change things.
Have a box of Kleenex close by.
Yeah. It's, I mean,
it's touching.
Here's for me, this is, I've tried to always look at it this way. I try to separate the two. I try to have a wall between the two, between the public policy and the politics and Gabrielle Giffords, the human being, because in a way, Gabby reminds me of my little sister, you know, and I think a lot of people, you know, she kind of either reminds them of somebody they know very well and like, or a family member that they love. And, you know, that's kind of how I feel about her. I disagree with her on a lot of stuff. Gosh, I disagree with my little sister on a lot of stuff politically.
Exactly.
But I still love her, and I want the absolute best for her, you know. And to have seen something like this happen to her, I'm a Gabrielle Giffords cheerleader. I can't help but be. I just want her to just do well. And, you know, I personally want her well enough to consider running for public office again. Not that I would agree with her positions necessarily, but just that she would have that kind of full recovery. You know, that's the kind of stuff I pray for.
The other thing, she looks great.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've seen her that she actually, you know, she's been in kind of the, you know, hospital mode with glasses.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But she actually really looks pretty in this video again. It's just great to see the recovery.
Okay, there we have, I'm taking a deep breath and not saying what I'm thinking. It's okay. It's the Congresswoman, and what really went on with her this week is that this is something that's been coming for months and months and months. But she is a woman that a lot of people look up to with good reason. A lot of youngsters ought to be studying her and her life, what she's done. There'd be some good lessons there. 800-510-8255. Up next, Senator Rand Paul tells the TSA off. That's next on the countdown.
It's the first day of my new job, and the last thing I want is to show up late. Fortunately, my GPS gets me right where I need to be without any delays along the way.
Destination ahead.
I want the same thing when I do my taxes. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step, and calculations are guaranteed 100% accurate, so I know it's done right, which helps me reach my maximum refund guaranteed.
Go to TurboTax.com today. Accurate calculations and maximum refund money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. with dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Schiff.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
In football, there are names that go down in history. This year, that name will be yours. You will not let a small TV define you. You will go to the ultimate football experience at Sears and go bigger with the greatest names in HDTV. So at the end of the day, the one they will remember will be yours.
Stop in now at Sears for amazing deals on top HDTV brands like Samsung, Sony, and Panasonic. Like a 51-inch Samsung 1080p TV for only $799.99. See store for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends January 28, 2012.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show box at DougStephan.com, which gives you a background on some of the stories that are in here. The top 10, that's what we're reviewing for this past week. And at number 8 on our countdown, the review of the hot hits being discussed by many of the same sort of radio stations that you're listening to right now all around the country. The Rand Paul incident with the TSA. Here's host Mandy Cannell talking about what happened.
Senator Rand Paul going through security like the rest of us. Set off the body scanner. And he said, well, you know, I'd like to go through it again. And, you know, and they said, no. He said, no, it's a full body. It's a pat down or nothing. And I have been through airport security a lot in the past couple of years, been flying a lot. And, you know, I'm one of those people that I take my Fourth Amendment rights very seriously, but maybe it's because I'm a former flight attendant, and I recognize that airport, flying is not a right, it is a privilege, and, you know, we therefore sort of give up our rights a little bit to get on an airplane. I get that. But at what point do we have to decide that this whole TSA thing, full body pat down, won't let you go through the scanner again, is completely ridiculous? And I heard a soundbite from a gentleman on our station, and I'm paraphrasing. It said something to the effect of, you know, I don't understand what the big deal is. He's just a guy like the rest of us. Exactly. So why do the rest of us deserve to have some stranger with rubber gloves on pat us under the boobs? I mean, that's the question I have. Here we have a bunch of people in the TSA, and by the way, I'm not in any way, shape, or form slighting the kind folks who work for the TSA, but their training extends to patting people down for bombs. Maybe there's a little more, you know, the people who work in the scanner. I like it when I put my luggage on there, and they, you know, you put it through the belt, and then they go, and they do it backwards. Oh, hey, And when Quinny was a baby, and I would go through airport security with Quinny, and I'd have bottles of formula. They would open the formula and either put a stick over it or an electronic device to make sure it wasn't explosive. I thought, okay, that's fine. But why can't you go through the scanner another time? What, are you going to not fake out the scanner the first time and then fake out the scanner next time? That doesn't make any sense to me.
All right, so there it is. We're up with Joe Paterno in the Focus next.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love. Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through incomeathome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend incomeathome.com to all of my listeners. So visit incomeathome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's incomeathome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. And we have the passing of Joe Paterno taking a lot of time on of all of the items that we have this week on the countdown in the top ten. This one has the broadest appeal, and I say that lovingly. The death of Paterno and the discussion of what his life was about at Penn State and whether or not the this whole situation where he stopped working, that was the end of his life. His devotion, his involvement in the scandal. Here is host Rick Daniels with Jim Melford from CBS about the funeral services in general, the conversation that went on the day he was put to rest.
How many people did they estimate showed up along the funeral route?
I'll tell you, that was one of the more amazing things that I've ever witnessed. A couple thousand, well over 1,000 people. It was a dozen deep in some places, and then just completely silent as the procession went by. Paterno in a Penn State blue hearse, his family following in a school bus that they used to carry the players here to the stadium on game days. His wife was sitting in the front seat where Joe would traditionally sit on game days. It was a really tough and just amazing to see how many people turned out for that.
Now, was it mainly current students or was it all ages, people that have been alumni for quite some time?
You know, it's interesting because it goes beyond fans. I talked to quite a few people yesterday who said they're not really football fans, but they just felt the need to come out and to understand the tradition. Penn State's such a traditional school, and you have generations of people who go here, and the one connection through those generations of families has always been Paterno. So that's one of the reasons that this is so big. And plus, he did so much for the school. The university, the library here on campus is named after him. So beyond football, a lot of people just feel the need to come out and say goodbye. And of course, the Sandusky scandal it still hangs heavy. You know, there's still a lot of emotions on both sides. A lot of people say, hey, you know, he did make mistakes. It appears that he did make mistakes in that case. But this week, people are trying to focus more on him and kind of put that to the side, just at least for a couple of days.
All right. So there is a great overview from an outpouring, if you will, a lot of people, public people. Here's host Mike Francesca on Joe Paterno talking to former Penn State national champion linebacker Shane Conlon.
You are one of the real finished products of what is the Penn State legacy. Linebacker, you coming up with these great defenses, shutting down with these great game plans, the things that made Paterno and Sandusky famous. When you look back on this, can you, as someone who has, you know, been there and has obviously lived this, can you justify or can you in any way explain exactly at a place where everything seems so right, where stuff went wrong? Can you kind of put a finger on it for us? Can you do any? Can you shed any light on this for us?
I wish I could. I'm as baffled as the rest of you. If you're asking me if I had any idea, absolutely not.
No, but I'm just saying, you know these men. You learned under these men. I mean, you know, you saw the dynamics. You saw the relationships. I mean, we're all puzzled by someone who seemed to live Camelot on a football sense, and then this terrible scandal, which obviously may have expedited his death. Who knows? I mean, it clearly made his last days very, 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 very tough to take, and I'm sure agonizing for him and his family. I mean, he went very quickly. That sometimes happens. But the point is, I mean, it changed everything. I mean, the whole thing unraveled, and, you know, you're on the inside. We have questions from the outside. I'm sure you have questions on the inside, right?
We certainly do. I think all of us were just dumbfounded. First of all, you know, we had no idea. Second of all, I think the way it was handled was very poorly done, from coaches to board members to the board of trustees to the AD to the president. They obviously didn't get out ahead of it. But, you know, it's baffling, you know, and believe me, if I had any answers, and I think in due process, in time, it'll all come out. Unfortunately, you know, we lost a great man, and he'll never get his, I think with us, he's always had a great reputation.
And listen, I'm sure you love the man and you respect the man, and we all have for many years respected him. We're very puzzled by his inaction, and we don't understand, which we first admit, we don't understand. Our point is that does it diminish in your eyes as on his passing, you tell us what, you know, how you feel about him, which is obviously very strongly. Does this diminish a lot how you feel, or do you feel some way you can explain away what went on here?
No, as a man, no. It doesn't diminish him at all.
There it is, Paterno in the Focus. Number 10, the road to the Super Bowl, and that's it for the countdown. Did you know